Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, don't let your pride become inflated. You may have to swallow it someday. We appreciate this opportunity of Bible study again. We're glad you're listening to Bible Meditations. All right, let's get back to our study of the Word of God. We're asking the question, why preach the Bible? And we've answered in this way. First of all, because it's God's Word, not just the words of men. Second of all, because of the power that it has on the hearts of men. It'll turn a man completely around and help that man to do better than he was doing in the past. We also preach it because of the great standard of living that is suggested by it. In other words, I'm simply saying that there is not a better way to conduct your life than the way that the Christian is taught to conduct his. We were looking at the Sermon on the Mount and using that as an example of some of the great teachings Jesus did in regard to human conduct. In the beginning part of chapter 5, Jesus taught a lesson in regard to what we have commonly called the Beatitudes. These are simply blessings pronounced upon people who will do certain things. And certainly each of those things would make our lives better. Blessed are the meek, blessed are the pure in heart, blessed are the peacemakers. On and on, Jesus gives us blessings for manners of conduct that are fitting for that person and also are the kind of things that would make them acceptable unto other people about them. Then in chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, Jesus deals with the matter of influence. He compares his people to the salt of the earth. And then the other comparison is, they're like the light of the world. We understand about salt. We understand what it does, how it permeates, whatever it contacts, and all of the good principles that are involved there. But Jesus said, you're the salt of the earth. That indicates we have influence on other people, and we ought to be careful to use our influence properly. Then he says, you're the light of the world. How important light is unto us. We look at light and we see the way, and that's exactly what the Christian does. He's the light of the world. He shows the way to people who are not Christians. And so very important for us to use our influence properly. Notice he says, let your light so shine. He doesn't say, make your light so shine. There's a difference there. And the fact is that the Christian, living right, becomes an example. He just lets his light shine unto other people and to lead them in the right way. But then at this point, he goes on and tells us some other things that we need to understand. Chapter 5, the end of the chapter, he tells us, if we salute our brethren only, what do you more than others? Well, the point he's getting at is simply that sometimes people treat their friends right, and there wouldn't be any problem with doing that, and we ought to do it. We ought to treat our friends right. But he indicates there are enemies who ought to be treated in the same way. Now, that's a little difficult, isn't it? And all of us understand that a person who is an avowed enemy of ours is very difficult to deal with that person and to keep from, well, getting on his level. Sometimes people become his level or lower in their response to an enemy. Jesus said, you ought to salute your enemies as well. Treat them right. I don't know if there any other way of making or taking care of enemies than to make them friends. And that's what Jesus is saying. Treat them right. Now, there's some people who are just going to refuse anything that you do along this line, but it doesn't help the situation for you to retaliate. It doesn't make it better for you to do the bad things that other people around you are doing. All right? He also, from that point, goes into the idea of doing our Christian life and the things we do, not to be seen of men, but to please our God. You remember he said, when you offer your prayers, you don't sound the trumpet and invite people to come and watch and look at you while you pray. When you give your alms, that is your good deeds, to other people, you don't sound the trumpet and invite others to say, look at me, see what good I'm doing. Jesus said, do those things secretly. They become a part of your life. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you openly. The reward we're looking for is from our Father in heaven. We don't seek the praise of men. Well, there never has been a greater standard of living than the standard of living given to us in the Word of God. That's why we preach the Bible, because the Bible will raise the manner of conduct of men and women. We do appreciate the opportunity of study. Remind you that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.